recital showcased captivating performances by Sean Sutherland, a Vincentian pianist based in Toronto, and Tanya Charles, a Canada-based violinist with Vincentian roots. Adding to the uniqueness of the program was the inclusion of West Indian folklore music. Speaking with NBC News during the event, Minister of Youth, Sports, Culture and Creative Industries, Honorable Kashaka Cupid, commended Ms. Charles and Mr. Sutherland, highlighting the exceptional quality of their performances.
The performances have been great. I know Sean from back in my school days, and he always had an inclination for music, and the music this evening has been quite classical. Playing the piano, I don't have that type of talent, but Sean is very, very exceptional in what he does. Based on my interaction with him and my knowledge of him, whatever he does it to the best of his ability, and his performances tonight have been absolutely fantastic, along with Tanya Charles. Yes, she has been good on the violin as well.
So we are coming out of Carnival, and this is quite different from what we're
used to. But it is part of culture. Yes.
What do you have to say to, you know, young musicians?
Those who are musically inclined, continue to practice, learn your skill. Because, I mean, we're government, we intend to invest in the creatives. And it's important that our youth especially tap into these type of opportunities. They are the ones with the skill set, they are the ones with the creative minds, and sometimes they just need that little opportunity to really grow and develop.
Minister of Youth, Sports, Culture and Creative Industries, Honorable Kashaka Cupid. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Godwin Friday, who was also in attendance, described the recital as a truly wonderful experience.
All the people here seem to be having fun. As you rightly say, some of the music, of course, they're new to us, and thankfully the performers, they're explaining and trying to, you know, let people understand where the music comes from and so forth. That helps. And of course, they throw in the little familiar Jamaican folk songs with a little twist to it. Makes it a wonderful, wonderful experience. The thing is, music is, it's just endless, you know. You don't have to feel that there's a certain kind of music that is off limits or whatever. Whatever you like, you enjoy, you know. And there's certain kinds of music that I like that other people don't like. Some people might like blue, some people might like green, you know. People shouldn't be concerned about what they like and that other people might not approve. Who cares? So I'm happy to be here.
Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Godwin Friday and other persons in attendance also share their impressions, expressing appreciation for an evening of excellence.
A very interesting program. I particularly like the folk songs because it's Caribbean, so it's, you know, it's something that we can relate to. So that was really good.
It was good to have some original composers, and that I've never heard of.
It was a very interesting program.
I really enjoyed it. It was beautiful. I liked learning about the composers a lot, that it was in the program.
It's very interesting, and it's different from what we have accustomed hearing. Violin, some of the music is a bit bland, but if you're musical, you have to listen well, and I think we're enjoying it so far. Something different.
I think it's going good. I really enjoy it, and I really like the variation in types of music, both classical as well as a bit of the cultural elements with the Caribbean flair.
No, it's absolutely a beautiful evening, wonderful performance, and you need more of this down here. It's absolutely beautiful.
Contrast with the great soothing music inside is the busyness happening outside. When I see the culture minister and the prime minister here, it is a reminder that we really do need a theater.
The voices of persons who attended a special recital held at the Kingston Methodist Church last night. I am Colvin Harry with today's special report.